Praise God. I got the power. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is precious, man. Hey, Greg, hello. Brother, you're rock and rolling up here, man. So, how long were you a studio musician, man? In Nashville. Are we blessed? I say, are we blessed? Amen. I mean, you know, you guys get to play with all these guys up here, and man, what a, and I see, I just love music. It's like it's just ingrained in me. I love music, and, you know, it's just like, wow. You know, I love lyrics. I can remember lyrics, and some of them are good, some of them are bad, but I can remember every one of them, so it's kind of amazing. You know, my wife, we used to play this game that had all these lyrics in it, and they would never win. So I would always win. So, but you know, music is powerful, and that's why it's so important. You know that you focus on your worship music because it's powerful. Amen. It will lift you up. It will build you up. Now, some music, it doesn't do that. You know, but you want to be built up in Jesus. Amen. Very important. So stand this morning. Let's turn to Proverbs. I'm not speaking about music today. Going back to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20-23. Amen. To be relevant is to be connected. To be relevant is to be connected to the matter at hand. Amen. God's grace is relevant. It is relevant. Amen. To every aspect of everyday life. God's grace is relevant. Look at this verse. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to hear my sayings. Go on down. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Let's hold up the word this morning. Say it like you mean it today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is open. My heart is open. My mind is clear. Let's get it right. Amen. Everything in Jesus' name. Praise God. Woo! Give God some praise. Amen. My mind is clear today, although I was up at 2 o'clock this morning just praying and studying. I told Holly, I woke up, and when the Lord wakes you up, you just, you're obedient, and you just go and do what you got to do, you're right? And so I woke up and got on there, so I may be a little bit, but I'm here. Amen. Turn to somebody this morning and say, you know what, Pastor is sharper than a beach ball. Amen. Hallelujah. I love this scripture because we've been talking a little bit about hearing. And one of the most important things that you can do as a believer is hear God. And God wants you to hear him. Bible says, my sheep know my voice. That's what Jesus said. My sheep know my voice. God desires you to be a hearer of the word. Amen. Praise God. God wants you to hear the word and apply the word, James says. We apply what we hear. It changes our life. It changes our soul. And, you know, religion teaches that God is only significant when we get to heaven. The old song we used to sing is, when we all get to heaven, what a... Well, God says you can have heaven right here on earth. Isn't that awesome? Amen. I mean, you don't have to wait to get to heaven to experience all of God's goodness. But religion says, no, you just got to toil a little bit longer. You got to just burden a little bit more. You got to get under the load. No, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Grace is light. Grace is so incredible in our lives. Amen. It is so wonderful. Hallelujah. Jesus wants you to be connected right now. He wants you to be connected to his love, to his grace, and it's important that we not limit our relationship with God in any terms. Any terms, don't limit that relationship that you have with God. He wants to have impact on everything that you do. He wants you to be successful. Amen. God desires you to be successful in every situation of your life. So through the shed blood of Jesus has perfected everything for us. Your spirit man is already perfected, 100% complete, wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. Your spirit is perfected in Jesus Christ, and he has poured everything that pertains to life and godliness inside your believing spirit. Can somebody say amen? So hearing from God, how do we get what's inside, outside, and experience this life that we so enjoy? How do we see the manifestation of peace, love, joy, everything we have in here, prosperity? How do we see that manifestation? We see that manifestation from hearing from God, from his word, and responding in faith with what he has already given us. That's called sozo life, sozo life. He promised us sozo life. Amen? Hallelujah. I want you to go back here and let's look at verse 21. Would you look at this? Verse 21. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your what? Heart. God showed me something about heart many years ago, and I want to share with you. In the middle of heart, there's a word. Can anybody tell me what the three-letter word is in the middle? Ear. Ear is in the middle of heart. Isn't that interesting? And then what's the four-letter word? Anybody see a four-letter word there? Hear. God wants you to hear with your heart. We hear with our heart, our spirit. God speaks with us as to our spirit man, and God wants us to hear him and hear him with our heart, our inner man. Hallelujah. I saw that. I said, wow, Lord, you are so cool. You are so cool, God. Amen. He wants to give us this zozo life, this life of God here on earth. God wants you to experience his life here on earth. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have what? Life, and how should you have it? You should have it more abundantly. Turn to somebody and say, God wants you to have an abundant life. You know, God's love has so much and so many factors and components to it. It is an active and powerful force in our lives. God's love is working and operating in our life. The Bible says that faith works by love. Everything that God does is love because God is love. God doesn't have love. God is love. Amen? And that love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You have love in your heart. You have faith in your heart. You have the measure of faith. You don't have to get any more faith. God has given you all the faith you need right now in your born-again spirit. Romans 12:3, you have the measure of faith in you. Faith appropriates everything that grace has provided to give us a life of godliness in Jesus Christ and give us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Woo! Man, I got to slow down here a second, man. It is good stuff. Wow. Galatians 1:4. Man, Jesus gave himself for our sins to deliver us now. Not in the future, but now. If you're in Christ, you are a new creation now. You don't have to wait to the future. God's got overcoming victory power for you now. Amen. Galatians 1:4. Amen. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. Turn to somebody and say, I've been delivered. How about you? Amen. Hallelujah. God has delivered us. Amen. This was God's will. God's will was to deliver us. Jesus shed his blood to deliver us from every kind of evil we could experience. Whoa. The enemy is no... Man, you should just blow him off. Blow him away. The enemy has no power over you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen? Hallelujah. His blood make zozo life available to all of us. The word zozo is salvation And it means all-encompassing peace. All-encompassing. Everybody say all-encompassing. It's pervading within us. All-encompassing peace. Shalom peace. Nothing lacking. Nothing broken. It means wholeness in every area. Not falling apart. Not in your emotions. Nowhere. No, you're whole in every area, including your mind. It means restoring. Restoring what the enemy has stolen. If the enemy's ripped you off, get ready. It's coming back. Amen. It's coming back to you. Praise God. God is a restoring God. God has the ministry of restoration. It is part of our salvation. He cannot rip you off any longer. The enemy cannot do that. Take your authority. God wants to restore to you what the cankerworm has eaten. Amen. God says, I am a restorative God to you. He wants to restore your marriage. He wants to restore your health. He wants to restore your finances. It's all part of our salvation. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. He is a restorer. I love to see somebody take an old car and, man, it's just all rusted and just, you know, falling apart. And they take it and they begin to work on it and they begin to, you know, put their skills to it. And all of a sudden that old car, they bring it out. You ever see Counting Cars? You ever see that? Man, I love that show. Man, I think it's so cool because it reminds me of what God does to broken lives. He restores them. Hallelujah. You're never too far for His grace. His grace can reach you anywhere you are. His grace will overtake you. Amen. He is there with you today. He restores. Not only does He restore, this word salvation means He preserves. Anybody like preserves? Come on, somebody. Anybody like preserves? Red raspberry, please. Amen. Man, that's what I had. Usually in the morning I have a muffin with peanut butter on it and red raspberry preserves. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting hungry right now thinking about that. It is so good. He preserves us. Once you're a believer, you are in Christ's security forever. Nothing can penetrate that. You've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. Pastor, you teach that people will sin. Well, they're sinning anyway. But what grace teaches us, it teaches us to deny ungodliness. When you know how much God loves you, you'll do more good accidentally than you ever would with effort. Yes. Yes. It's like, whoa, I can't. You wake up one day and, whoa, I don't have that desire anymore. What is it? It's God's love. You're recognizing God's love for you. You're seeing God's love for you. You're hearing God say, I love you, my beloved son. Amen. In whom I am well pleased. And you wake up and you start doing more things accidentally than you did on purpose. You're trying to get delivered and you'll wake up and say, I am delivered. I am the righteousness of God. I am free. Hallelujah. Amen. He made a difference because of His grace. And religion to keep you under that taskmaster and keep you trying to change yourself and do a little bit better. And boy, you can make it. Come on, come on, keep it going, keep it going. Just pushing you, but I'm telling you, grace will set you free. Turn to somebody and say, grace will set you free. He restores, He preserves, He saves. All of this is in your salvation. All of these words are in that one word, salvation. He delivers, He heals. Hallelujah. Man, God is an awesome God. We are saved by God's grace. Look at Ephesians 2:8. Let's put this up in the Amplified if we can. Aaron, Ephesians 2:8. This is such a profound verse that so many times we just kind of run through it, but there's so much in this verse of Scripture. And God wants you to hear clearly from Him today and know what you have within you. Amen? For it is by free grace. Everybody say free grace. God's unmerited favor that you are saved, delivered from judgment. Oh my gosh, isn't that awesome? And made partaker of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing, striving, working, trying. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. So we are saved through faith, by grace, grace provided it, God's favor, then we respond to that by our faith, and through that we are saved. Amen? We don't receive it through our own efforts, but by his unmerited favor makes us partakers. Amen? And that word salvation is there. It's the word for all of these encompassing things that God has given us. Matthew 1:21, the angel prophesied that Jesus would save, deliver, heal, set free, preserve his people from their sins. That word sozo is there. It's in that word. The word save is there. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:21. 1 Corinthians 1:21. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who what? You know what God's requirement is for you to be saved and experience all this? Just one thing. Believe. Just believe. It's not that. Turn to somebody and say, not that hard. Religion says you got to go through this, you got to go through that, you got to do this, you got to do that. Oh, add this, and maybe add a little bit more of this, and then maybe, one night if you're just doing just right, maybe you'll have a chance to get there. God says, no, you just believe. There's an old song we used to sing, only believe, all things are possible. Anybody remember that? Few of you old folks. Only believe. Hallelujah. God saves us completely by sozo. Completely we are forgiven. We're talking about hearing, so hang on here because you need to hear this, all right? Hebrews 7:25. Look at this. Hebrews 7:25. Just give me a lot of word this morning, church. We need the word. Therefore, he is also able to save to what? The uttermost, those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for him. He saves to the guttermost. Yeah. Amen. No matter where you are, God's grace reaches you. Amen. So, you know, here comes to the point, is are you tuned in and are your ears open to all that God has for you? You know, when you have a television, how many's got a television at home? So we went out with a wonderful couple the other night, and he said, you know, people come to my house, they laugh because they've got this little bitty TV. And he says, we don't have cable, we just still have rabbit ears. And he said, you know, people laugh at me. He said, but that's what I have. And I have a flip phone. I don't have one of these fancy phones. And I was laughing. I said, man, you are funny. I love you, man. You're awesome, dude. And he said, I like keeping it simple. And I said, there's something about that, right? Do you remember when people just couldn't get a hold of you all the time? You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you were off, you were off. Like, you know. And yeah, you didn't take your work home with you. You left your work, and now you got a phone and all the mail and all this stuff. You take it home with you. There's something about simplicity in life, right? Hallelujah. And he is just talking about that. But when you have a problem with your TV, the first thing you do is you go to the TV. You don't usually call up the president of the company and say, hey, I've got a problem with my TV. No, you go to the TV. You go to the receiver, not the transmitter. God is always speaking, but a lot of times we're just not always hearing. We get caught up in life, we get caught up in stuff, but God is communicating and wants to communicate with you. Listen, it is so vitally important. If you are praying for someone, don't lay hands on them suddenly. The Bible tells us that. The Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly. What does that mean? Before you begin to pray for someone, you need to step back and listen to the Holy Spirit and what he's saying to you. Amen. It's vitally important that you hear from God and open up your spirit and say, Lord, what would you have me to say and what would you have me to pray? You know, I've seen people come up and all of a sudden, you know, it's a lot of us have done this. I'm not trying to be critical at all. A lot of us has done this because we have a heart. We want to see people saved or healed or whatever it might be. But we come up and instantly we lay hands on them and we don't really know what's going on in their life. Amen? And that's why the Bible says, don't lay hands on any man suddenly. We need to hear from the Holy Spirit when we're ministering to people. We want to hear a directive, a clear voice of the Lord, so we can minister clearly to them in the Spirit. Very, very important, church. Amen? So when you're out and about, we need to be hearing from the Lord, because, listen, when we hear from him, that faith is activated. Faith is activated by hearing. Romans 10:17 talks about our salvation faith. You get faith when you're saved. All of that faith comes to you. The Bible says that faith comes by what? Hearing. Amen? Faith is always released when the word of God goes forth. We hear that. It goes into our spirit. Amen? We receive all that we have. Amen? Faith is released and activated through our speaking it, through our believing it, and through our confession. Mark 5, 25, 35. Let's just put this up and run through this kind of quickly if we can this morning. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. That was a terrible thing back then. An issue, Bible says in King James, an issue of blood. People have issues all the time. Not necessarily blood, but they have issues, right? So she had an issue of blood. This kept her out of the Jewish law, said she couldn't go to worship, she couldn't go out in public, and she had this for 12 long years. That is a very long time to be dealing with something. Listen, God has healing for you today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. I said, God has healing for you today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Healing is here for you today. Amen? Listen to this. And had suffered many things from many physicians. That's why they call it practicing medicine. She had spent all that she had and was not better, but rather grew worse. And they'll be glad to take your money. And there's nothing wrong with doctors. One of my best friends, one of my daughter's best friends, Elise, is a doctor, spirit-filled, lovely man of God. Loves Jesus, prays for his patients, believes in healing. Amen? And just a great guy. Nothing wrong with doctors. I'm not preaching against doctors. Hello? Everybody got that? Amen. When she heard, faith cometh by hearing. When she heard about Jesus, someone told her about Jesus. Someone told her about Zozo, salvation, healing. Someone told her about this Jesus has come to Zozo, his people, save, deliver, heal his people. When she heard this, amen, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, she confessed. She had a confession. She opened her mouth. She responded to what she heard. Faith is released when we respond to what we hear. When you hear, by his stripes we are healed, we respond by faith and say, thank you, Lord. Yes, I am healed. Faith is released at that point. Glory to God. She heard, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be what? Made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. Not 12 years, not another day, not another moment. Immediately, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, power had gone out of him, he turned around to the crowd and said, hey, who touched my clothes? And all these people were thronging him. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. That's what grace does for you, by the way. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go peace. Or go into peace, shalom, nothing lacking, nothing broken, and be Zozo of your affliction. Zozo of your affliction, healed. That word there is Zozo, healed of your affliction. God has Zozo life for you. Healing for you. Hallelujah. She heard it. She received it. She responded to it. She confessed it. And God responded. Hallelujah. Released healing. Healing is there for you. Turn to somebody and say, healing is there for you. It's here right now. In fact, it's in you. It's already there. Hallelujah. Wow. Woo. Deliverance is there for you. Luke 8:36. Luke 8:36. Praise God. They also who had seen it told them by what means who had been demon-possessed was what? A demon-possessed man was healed. Zozo was released in his life. Deliverance was released from in his life. Amen. Acts 14, 8 through 10. Acts 14, 8 through 10. Hearing from God, releasing this in our life, seeing the manifestation. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm believing for is manifestations in our lives all over the place. People being healed, people being delivered, prosperity coming to your home, prosperity coming to your life. You're seeing the manifestation of it. Anybody with me? Anybody desire that besides Pastor? Amen. Your family being delivered, your family being set free. Amen. Grace being applied to their life. Hallelujah. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was setting a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. This man, God's got a word for you. For you. That same word may not work on the other person because that word is designed for you. God's got that word for you. Whatever need it is in your life, God says, hey, I've got a word for you. If you need deliverance, God's got a word for you. Hear the word. Amen. Heard Paul speaking, Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be what? To be healed. This man heard, and Paul looked and said, whoa, that man's got faith. That faith has been deposited in his spirit. When he heard that, what did Paul say? With a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. And he leaped and did what? Turn to somebody and say, God's got such healing for you. Say, you don't have to be sick one more minute. You don't have to be sick one more second. You don't have to be bound up one more minute. No, God's got it for you. Amen. Faith activates this Zozo life. Amen. Jesus healed and restored a man with a withered hand. Let me give you one more. Look at Luke 6, 8 through 11. Luke 6, 8 through 11. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man who had the withered hand, arise, stand here. And he arose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy? And when they had looked around at him, all they said to the man is stretch out your hand. And he did so, and his hand was Zozo, restored whole. Zozo as the other. God restores everything in our life. Man. Woo! Jesus' blood gives you the right to receive everything that he has for you. Amen? Everything that God has for you, his blood has given you the right. We are made rich and prosperous through him, through Jesus Christ, in all levels of life, not just monetarily. Are you hearing me? Because of Zozo life released in our life, when we hear that word, Zozo comes in, and all areas of our life become prosperous. Turn to somebody and say, I'm a prosperous person. Would you turn to somebody and say, you're sitting next to somebody that's rich in Jesus. Say you may not know it, but I'm rich in Jesus. You know, some millionaires, you'd never know they're a millionaire. I knew a millionaire that he drove the oldest, ugliest car you ever saw, but he owned so much of Chicago, it was incredible. And I asked him one day, I said, why do you drive that? And he said, that's what I choose to drive. I like it. It was a Pinto. I mean, multi-millionaire driving a Pinto. He flew a nice twin, though. Has priorities right. God is, you know, folks, I'm telling you, when you get so absorbed with God's love for you, and you get so absorbed with God's grace for you, and you get out of this religious mindset, and you get over here and understand all that God has done and has for us, faith is not a hard thing. Faith is something we don't work for. Faith is already there. It's already given to us. It's just saying, just activate me. Just activate it. Just release your faith. Andrew Womack always talks about releasing our faith. Releasing our faith. How do you release it? You confess that word over your situation, and you stand on that believing in spite of what your body may be telling you, what your situation may be telling you, what your checkbook may be telling you. You stand on that word because you know that word. God is not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie. All the promises in him are yes and amen. Many times God is speaking to us and we just get so caught up, and many times it's in that still small voice. He doesn't always roar at you. He just speaks in that still small voice. Are you tuned in? Praise God. Are you on the WORD this week? Amen. It is good. Why? Because we want to hear from God. I don't know about you, but I desire to hear from God every day. I want the directives of life every day in my life. I don't want to go out without hearing from God. Amen. I want you to hear from the Lord. I want your spirit ears to be open. Jesus said, he that hath ears, let him what? He wasn't talking about these. He was talking about here in our spirit man that is open. Amen. And the more time you practice his presence and you're in his presence, the more you get to know somebody. Hello? That's why I had you do that little bit of thing this morning, because I wanted you to get to know someone. Amen? When you get to know someone, you enjoy them. You enjoy their fellowship. Praise God. God says, I'm just longing for you to get to know me, to know my grace, to know how I am towards you. Not mad at you, but madly in love with you. Wanting to bless you more than you want to be blessed. That's the God we serve, man. Some people got this perspective of God that, oh, man, no, God wants to bless you more than you even think. That's what the Bible says. That's why I quoted this morning. Stand with me today. Amen. Hallelujah. He is good, good, good. Amen. He is good, good, good. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:3. Let's look at this. Ephesians 1:3. Praise God. Blessed be the God, our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who what? Has what? Has done what? How many are blessed? How many are blessed? Has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen? We are blessed today. We've got heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Heaven in you. Kingdom in you. Kingdom in you. The kingdom, where's the kingdom at? The kingdom is in you. It's in you. The kingdom is in you. You've got kingdom authority this morning. You rule and reign as priest. Amen. The Bible says we are a peculiar people. Turn to somebody and say, amen. Hallelujah. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, that we should show forth the praises of him. In you this morning. Everything, every blessing in you. Well, how did I get it out? Hear from me. Release it. Amen. Speak it out. Why don't you raise your hand this morning? Amen. How many believe you've got faith inside of you this morning? How many believe you've got faith inside of you this morning? Power inside of you today. Hallelujah. I want you to confess out of your mouth anything you're going through, any situation you have. Amen. I want you to confess it out of your mouth right now. Say, Jesus, just confess that word. Get it out of your mouth. Say, Lord, I thank you for wisdom. Maybe some of you are needing wisdom. I want to tell you, you already have it. It's already there. It's in your spirit. Hallelujah. Just hear from him and say, Lord, I thank you. I have the wisdom of God operating in my life right now. Some of you are still walking in that fear. Tell the Lord, amen. You've not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. Some of you are needing a manifestation of healing in your life. Say, Lord, thank you, God. By your stripes, I am. Release that faith right now. Activate it. Release it out of your mouth. Take what's rightfully yours. Amen. Take what's rightfully yours today. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I take it. Amen. It's mine. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Grace is flowing to every area of my life. Favor is flowing to every area of my life. Hallelujah. Lord, I hear from you clearly. Say with Pastor, Lord. Say, Lord, I hear from you clearly. You direct my path. Thank you, Lord. You lead me in paths of righteousness. You make me lay down in green pastures, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You restore my soul, Lord. My mind, will, and emotions are solid in you, God. Amen. I am a solid, mature believer. I am blessed going in, and I'm blessed going out. I am the healed of the Lord. I am the free of the Lord. I am delivered. I have everything in me today provided by you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to five people this morning, the number of grace, and say, I'm free. How about you? Five people. Come on, give God some praise. Amen.